Hello and welcome back to All About Rich, episode 10. I can't believe we made it to the 10th episode. It's our 6-month anniversary, and my thank yous go out to all you listeners. It's you who helped us get to episode 10. Well, with that, let the show begin with our news. Alright, well, we should stop the song there. Okay. Our Witch Halloween Special Update. I have told you that we are scanning and translating the issue, and we have a new update on this special. This special will not be released until Halloween. I repeat, not be released until Halloween. This way, when you're eating all your candy, you can read the spooky special. So, on October 31st, it will be up. Okay, Witch Zone Christmas Special 2008. This other special is also now undergoing scanning and translation. It's really cool. There's a zone for each witch goal and even a zone for Christmas. It has things like advice, recipes, and puzzles. Expect it soon. My two new YouTube videos. Well, you all have been requesting I make YouTube videos, so I finally made two. One is a World Times Phobos tribute, and the other is dedicated to my Teach to Be Witch blog. And the links to both the videos can be found on my blog under my two new YouTube videos, which is the title of the post. Okay, gift stickers. Okay, stickers for Christmas presents can now be printed. The link can be found on Witch for Life in my new extras page. New Witch Anime in 2010. I saw that a YouTube video was on YouTube telling that Witch would return as an anime in 2010. I am not sure if it's true. The video link can be found on my blog at www.witchfansunite.blogspot.com. By the way, the podcast schedule is rearranged. A few things are different. So let's walk the runway to our sponsors. Witchcast. Amanda and Christine are modeling their witchy outfits on the runway. When the other models come on, the witch girls, who are coming on, model while Amanda and Christine give you all the deets. Tune in at www.witchcast.podomatic.com. Discuss which rock and roll girl is controlling the music for this wild fashion show. She's playing the witch theme song while the models show off the designs. Tune in at www.discusswitch.podomatic.com. This podcast is hosted by www.witchfansunite.blogspot.com, www.witchforlife.webs, and www.witchuniverse.name.com, created by Dark Crystal Queen. Okay, and we're back. Okay, let's chat about Season 1, Episode 10, Framed. While at the art museum trying to capture the feeling of the Middle Ages for their school carnival, will Tarani, Cornelia, and Halen get sucked into the painting they are studying? Unbeknownst to the girls, Phobos knows they are trapped in the painting and sends Frost the Hunter after them, but the girls escape with the help of Elias Vandal, the imprisoned artist of the painting. Meanwhile, Irma, Caleb, and Blunt have to stall for Tim at the medieval carnival and figure out how to get the girls back to Heatherfield. Anachronistic hell breaks loose when Cedric and his goon platoon enter the painting to get the Heart of Kandrakar, and the girls, namely Helena's art is her area of expertise, have to paint like mad to get away. Irma and Caleb rescue the girls from the painting and manage to salvage the school carnival thanks to the number of people they brought back with them from the painting. Also, Will decides to have a medieval carnival at school. So that's why, if you're wondering about the carnival. Okay, let's discuss Trident. Just pulling up the information. Ah, sorry, sneezed. Okay. One of the Four Knights of Hate, created by Narissa. Tridarl was made from the numerous ice stalactites found in the cave, which Narissa was sealing in. His form of that bold, muscular man with angel-like wings, and his weapon of choice is a short, double-edged axe. He represents the despair Nerissa felt in her prison. He was absorbed by Nerissa in the final battle alongside Ember. Okay, and now we're going to chat all about Issue 8. In Issue 8, as you know, Will wanders off into Meridian and meets Daltor, whose daughter and wife were imprisoned as roses. And while Will's doing all that, basically the witch girls are on Earth and preparing for the Carmilla concert. And before that, they were painting in the classroom. And basically, Will winds up in front of the Carmilla concert, and the Witch Girls defeat Cedric. And that's mostly what happens. Okay, we're gonna play the rest of the song, and we have a new addition to our podcast called Saga Discussion. So this week, our Saga Discussion will be the 12 Portal Saga, which is our first saga ever of Witch. Okay. Alright. Five teenage girls, Will, Irma, Trani, Cornelia, and Halen, are chosen to become the new Guardians of Kandrakar, a group of special magical warriors who keep peace in the universe and do the Oracle's bidding. They find that balancing this honorable position, along with keeping their lives on Earth, is a difficult task. Their first mission is to defeat the evil Prince Phobos, who rules over Meridian, the capital of Metamor. He plans to suck Metamor dry of its magic and then move on to the next world and repeat the process until he's ruler of the universe and able to defeat the Oracle. So, basically, that's our saga discussion. Okay, which lottery winners? Who are the winners of last week's lottery? Jody and JoJo, so congratulations. For this week's lottery, stop by www.witchfansunite.blogspot.com. Okay, now our question. Would you and Lynn really betray Halen? Well, a lot of you have been asking that question, and the truth is, no. Yen Lin was offering the prison while she made an astrodrop, which took the place of her real self, which accidentally made Halen think it was her. How did Phobos return in Saga 4, where are those rumors from? If you're wondering, basically what happened was, he returned as Indarno in Saga 4, if you were all wondering. And you can see it throughout that saga. So, that should answer it. How to be on the show. Advertise us, email me at laura.sb420@gmail.com. Record a shout-out, make suggestions. Alright, thanks for listening. Tune into episode 11 in the Gleam of the Moonlight next Sunday, September 28th, 2009. I'm your host, DCQ. See you next time.